When man wants to be certain of his existence, when he therefore listens intently for the meaning of his life and life in general, and when he thus feels the presence of something lasting, of some reality beneath the surface, then he experiences the mystery. He becomes conscious that he was created, brought into being, conscious of an undetectable and at the same time protective power. He experiences that which embraces him and all else. He experiences, in the words of the ancient metaphor in the blessing of Moses, the arms of eternity. And when man looks beyond the present day, when he wishes to give his life direction and lead it toward a goal, when he thus grasps that which defines his life and is clear about it, then he is always confronted with the commandment, the task, that which he is to realize. The foundation of life is the mystery. The way of life is the revealed. The one is from God. The other is to be achieved by man. To cite another thought from the Bible, that which is concealed belongs unto us and unto our children forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah. And both, mystery as well as commandment, represent certainty, the certainty of life, the certainty of the self. Notice how clear these categories are, and notice also how dialectical they are. To be a Jew means to embrace mystery and commandment. Let me read now selection number 2. Here he speaks more directly about Judaism. Judaism is that these two experiences have here become one and are experienced as one in a perfect unity. And it is thus that the soul becomes conscious of its own unity and totality. It is thus that piety springs up in the soul. From the one God comes both mystery and commandment, as one from the one, and the soul experiences both as one. Every mystery means and suggests also a commandment. And every commandment means and suggests and even means mystery. All humility also means and suggests reverence. And all reverence, humility, all faith, the law, and all law, faith. All consciousness that we have been created means and suggests the demand to create. And every demand to create means and suggests the consciousness that we have been created. What is evident is here rooted in that which is concealed. And which is concealed always has its evident aspect for man. The profundity of life cannot be grasped without its also speaking to us of duty in life. And not a single duty of life is perceived truly without at the same time proclaiming the profundity of life. We cannot have knowledge of the foundation of our life without at the same time beholding our way. And we cannot understand this way without penetrating the foundation of our life. We cannot fully take to heart that we are the creatures of God without apprehending also that we ought to be the creatures, the creators of our own lives. And we cannot be in full possession of this commandment to create unless we remain aware that we ourselves have been created, created by God, that we ourselves may create, and creating because we have been created by God. This unity of both experiences is the human in the human soul constitutes Jewish piety and Jewish wisdom. The meaning of life reveals itself here in this form. Let us hope by this time that you are grasping this polarities or the dialectical relationship of the polarity. God requires the infinite moral task, but beyond the ethical is a realm of experiencing God's presence. God is both transcendent and also very personal. The ethical task alone is not sufficient. Since it leaves the believer cold. This is clearly a critique of Hermann Cohn, failing to capture the depth of his religious belief. But religious consciousness is also insufficient, since religious feeling needs to be checked by ethics so that it does not degenerate into sheer romanticism. You have to think and you have to feel. You have to feel a sense of being created. At the same time, you have to feel the urge and the obligation to create yourself. Notice how they work in concert with each other. Let us read selection number 3.